One of the fears that we talked about before, another one of them, was this fear that loads of people you don't know are going to be snooping on you and watching what you do and finding out about your life because you put things online. In my experience, that never happens.
That's quite the reverse. People never looks at it.
Yeah. How do you tend to explain that to people, Brian?
Younger people are a lot cooler with it. I mean, the 16 to 25s that we've been working with on Generations Together projects are kind of pretty relaxed about that stuff because they're Facebooking the whole time and they probably haven't even looked at their Facebook security settings and they don't really care either. The older people are much more concerned about it and they are frightened of... I'm thinking of three or four specific cases that we've come across when we've been working on this project. They're worried about identity theft.
Mm.
They're worried about their addresses going up on the internet. Mm. They're worried about. Sometimes they're worried about their photographs. Mm. Usually they're not worried about their photographs. They're worried about their identities. They're worried about people being able to work out where they live.
Yeah.
From the fact that the stuff's on the internet. And I think the only way to deal with that is to show them how much control, or not, they can choose to have. So if they want, if they want just to send their email to their daughter, then it's not secure particularly, but it's reasonably okay, and it's not likely to be spread all over the internet. But if they want to widen the group of people they allow to see what they post on a blog, for example, then there are ways that they can manage that. And that feels a bit daunting, I think, for most people at first. I think it's daunting for all of us, isn't it, when you first start doing it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way I tend to explain it is based on what I do myself, which is that I assume that the person I least want to see what I'm doing will see it.
Yeah.
I kind of imagine this hypothetical person who, would be looking at what I'm doing online for whatever nefarious reasons and think, if they saw it, how much use is this to them?
Yes.
Is this stuff that they can't find out anywhere else? And actually, very often it's not. That if you're in the phone directory... Then
well, but yes, I say that to people as well. I say, are you in the phone book?
Yeah.
Most people say, yeah. Okay, yeah. So, or are you... You're on the electoral roll, that's all in the public domain. It's not difficult to find out where people live.
And I also, the other thing I tend to tell people is saying, well, if there's something you don't want out there, don't say it.
Mm.
There's nothing. There's no compulsion that you need to give away a lot of information. My address isn't, as far as I'm aware, isn't available anywhere online. There might be old addresses. Yeah, there might be old home addresses. It's not that I don't mind people having it. I mean, I'm a music teacher, so people have to get my address.
I don't find out where to come for lessons.
No, I don't kind of
top secret locations. Steve Lawson Towers.
I get them to a local tube station, then blindfold them and drive them around.
Chuck them in the back of one of those vans.
Yeah, I'm just. Cosh them so they can't even work it out by how it feels going around corners. Yeah, no, I don't. People get to find out my address, but they would if they found an ad in a music shop. It's the idea that the internet is different from anywhere else. I think I think that this comes back to when we're talking about fears, to the fear of the unknown. The internet feels like this. Place that the Daily Mail writes about where bad things happen. I think you hit on something there where there's this idea that the internet is fundamentally a bad thing. And it does tend to be a kind of Daily Mail, Daily Express kind of version of things. And people who read those papers are going to get that because there isn't much of a story in saying, and this week, 500 billion people who use the internet had no problems whatsoever. Identity theft is a concern, but it's far more of a concern if you pay for a pizza over the phone than it is if you post a blog that says, I went to the park at the weekend.
Or somebody nicking your post at some point in the system.
Absolutely.
That's a bigger danger.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm far, far more concerned about paper posts than I am about email in general, that it's far more likely to go awry. And it's much harder to encrypt. I don't tend to get cryptographic letters from people that then a code arrives somewhere else. My trips to Bletchley Park haven't involved decoding my bank statement. They arrive on a piece of paper that anyone who works in the post office could take. So I think that often a dose of sort of scenario sort of exploration can help.
I think that's the way in for people who are afraid of this, which is to look at what they already do, and then draw a parallel to that, you know, to what they might do online.
Yeah.
And if their behaviours, if they're going to mimic their behaviours online, the ones that they have in the kind of real world, well, actually, the risks may be different in terms of the access that people have, but they're not substantially different, are they, really?
Well, I think risk management, I guess, is sort of one of those things that we do as human beings all the time. That you make a judgment call and you say, am I going to go to the shops? No, because I might get run over. You know, people don't tend to do that. Unless you live on a very busy road and have just taken some medication that makes you very unbalanced, you're unlikely to ever say, I'm going to avoid going to the shops because I might get run over, despite the fact that it's a distinct possibility. Statistically, you're less likely to get run over if you stay indoors. People still go out despite...
And then you might fall down the stairs and break your neck. So.
But you balance risk. And so the internet isn't, you know, it's not a place where bad things never happen because people are on there.
Yeah.
But it's certainly no more a place where bad things happen than... Probably less bad things happen statistically than if you go to the pub. You know, I feel more scared in the pub than I do on the internet, as a general rule.
Those are the pubs you usually go to.